This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3432, for Tuesday the 28th of September 2021. Today's show is entitled, Reading a License, Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike, 4.0 International. It is hosted by Clack and is about 33 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, we jump into the future of 2013 and see how content licensing has changed.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This episode contains adaptations and performances of works originally created by the Creative Commons and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 unported license. Hi, I'm Klacke. Most HPR shows are released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 unported license. To better understand what that really means, I read the whole license out loud in HPR 3412. In this episode, I'm going to read the successor of this license, the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International license. But first, I'm going to give some brief background. So the 3.0 suite of Creative Commons licenses was released in early 2007. And in late 2007, the GPL version 3 was released. And this is interesting because the GPL had at least one innovation that was new for free software and free culture licenses, and that was the grace period. So previously, it was the case that the license gives you the right to do all the things granted by the license as long as you follow the conditions. And if you violate one of those conditions, the license is terminated and there's no way for you to get back your right to use whatever material is copied, covered by the license, unless you talk to the copyright holders and negotiate a new license. So what was introduced with the GPL 3 to get less friction and make it easy for people to comply was a grace period. If you find out that you violated the license and you correct this within 30 days, you automatically get your rights back. So it's a self-executing provision of the license, which is very beautiful, very smooth. But it was a bit too late for Creative Commons version 3 to make use of this invention because the GPL 3 came out half a year later. So this was one of the things that was on the table in 2011 when they were talking about the Creative Commons version 4. So there were five things that were intended to come about with version 4 in 2011 when they started discussing it. One was internationalization. So Creative Commons 3 was ported to 39 different jurisdictions. There's the unported license, and then for certain jurisdictions, there's another license that you have the right to use instead because it fits better to your jurisdiction, uses the proper terms, and takes into account the specific needs of that legal system. So the 4.0 was supposed to address this and not have to be adapted in so many different ways. The second point is interoperability. So in the 4.0 work, they wanted to make sure that the license could function well in an ecosystem of licenses, and that works under different licenses can be combined in certain ways. The third point is longevity. They wanted to make sure that let's address all the new issues that have come up since version 3, of course, but also let's look at what potential future issues there are and how we can take those into account. Point 4 is about data, public sector information, science, and education. And this is the one I'm the fuzziest about, but it may have to do with database rights, for example, and maybe there are some other considerations for government and educational use. Whereas earlier, Creative Commons licenses were more about media production and graphics and audio. Maybe there are other issues that come in with in terms of maybe science data collection or that kind of thing. And the fifth one, supporting existing adoption models and frameworks, that's about making sure that the way people are using Creative Commons 3 would be compatible with Creative Commons 4, and that there would be a smooth transition from one to the other. So they worked on this for 2 years, and according to themselves, they accomplished all of the things they wanted to get in there. And in November 2013, Creative Commons 4 came out. And so far, it seems to have stood the test of time. It's 8 years later, and I haven't heard anyone talk about working on a new generation of Creative Commons licenses in any kind of urgent way. They did achieve the internationalization aspect for sure. There are no ports of version 4 because it's not considered necessary. And in terms of compatibility, one big difference between 3 and 4 is that 3 only accepted compatibility between the share alike license and other copyleft licenses if it was two ways. But in version 4, they also accept one-way compatibility. So you can move from a Creative Commons 4 license to, for example, the GPL. All right. So the license, just like in version 3, version 4 comes in two forms, one which they call the legal code and one which is the license deed, which is the human-readable summary of the legal code. So I've rehosted both of them in the show notes, and the version 4 contains a couple of new added paragraphs around the license, and I've not included all of them this time like I did with the version 3. I'm just including the original disclaimer, and then I'm going to jump right into the deed at first. So here's the deed, and as I mentioned in the beginning, this is an adaptation, and I have made some modifications to the text in the rehosting, but when performing it, I might also leave something out or leave some commentary so that I'm not exactly reciting the text as it's written. But mostly, it's exactly the text as written. The original deed is available at creativecommons.org/licenses/bysa/4.0. Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International or CC BY-SA 4.0. This is a human-readable summary of, and not a substitute for, the license and license links to the legal code. Disclaimer: this deed highlights only some of the key features and terms of the actual license. It is not a license and has no legal value. You should carefully review all of the terms and conditions of the actual license before using the licensed material. Creative Commons is not a law firm and does not provide legal services. Distributing, displaying, or linking to this deed or the license that it summarizes does not create a lawyer-client or any other relationship. And here comes the deed itself. You are free to share, copy, and redistribute the material in any medium or format. Adapt, remix, transform, and build upon the material for any purpose, even commercially. And then there's the Free Culture stamp, approved for Free Culture works. And it links to the definition of free culture. And then the licensor cannot revoke these freedoms as long as you follow the license terms. Under the following terms, attribution, you must give appropriate credit, and that's a link. Provide a link to the license and indicate if changes were made, and indicate if changes were made is a link. You may do so in any reasonable manner, but not in any way that suggests the licensor endorses you or your use. Share alike. If you remix, transform, or build upon the material, you must distribute your contributions under the same license, and that's a link, as the original. No additional restrictions. You may not apply legal terms or technological measures, that's a link, that legally restrict others from doing anything the license permits. Notices. You do not have to comply with the license for elements of the material in the public domain or where your use is permitted by an applicable exception or limitation. An exception or limitation is a link. No warranties are given. The license may not give you all of the permissions necessary for your intended use. For example, other rights such as publicity, privacy, or moral rights may limit how you use the material. That was the deed. And now let's look at the actual license. The original license can be found at creativecommons.org/licenses/bysa/4.0/legalcode. And I'm going to read the adaptation that is hosted in the show notes, where I removed some of the stuff around the license text. Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International. Creative Commons, so this is before the license proper, this is a disclaimer. Creative Commons Corporation, Creative Commons, is not a law firm and does not provide legal services or legal advice. Distribution of Creative Commons public licenses does not create a lawyer client or other relationship. Creative Commons makes its licenses and related information available on an as-is basis. Creative Commons gives no warranties regarding its licenses, any material licensed under the terms and conditions, or any related information. Creative Commons disclaims all liability for damages resulting from their use to the fullest extent possible. And here comes the license itself. Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International Public License. By exercising the licensed rights defined below, you accept and agree to be bound by the terms and conditions of this Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International Public License. Public license. To the extent this public license may be interpreted as a contract, you are granted the licensed rights in consideration of your acceptance of these terms and conditions, and the licensor grants you such rights in consideration of benefits the licensor receives from making the licensed material available under these terms and conditions. Section 1. Definitions. A. Adapted material means material subject to copyright and similar rights that is derived from or based upon the licensed material, and in which the licensed material is translated, altered, arranged, transformed, or otherwise modified in a manner requiring permission under the copyright and similar rights held by the licensor. For purposes of this public license, where the licensed material is a musical work, performance, or sound recording, adapted material is always produced where the licensed material is synced in timed relation with the moving image. B. Adapter's license means the license you apply to your copyright and similar rights in your contributions to adapted material in accordance with the terms and conditions of this public license. C. BY-SA compatible license means a license listed at creativecommons.org/compatible licenses, approved by Creative Commons as essentially the equivalent of this public license. And a small comment here again, 3.0 had this license compatibility provision, but the list of compatible licenses for 3.0 was zero, whereas 4.0, shortly after it was released, I think 1 and 2 years after, they added the GPL v3 and the Free Art License 1.3 to the list of compatible licenses. D. Copyright and similar rights means copyright and or similar rights closely related to copyright, including, without limitation, performance, broadcast, sound recording, and sui generis database rights, without regard to how the rights are labeled or categorized. For purposes of this public license, the rights specified in section 2b, 1 and 2 are not copyright and similar rights. E. Effective technological measures means those measures that, in the absence of proper authority, may not be circumvented under laws fulfilling obligations under Article 11 of the WIPO Copyright Treaty adopted on December 20, 1996, and or similar international agreements. F. Exceptions and limitations means fair use, fair dealing, and or any other exception or limitation to copyright and similar rights that applies to your use of the licensed material. G. License elements means the license attributes listed in the name of a Creative Commons public license. The license elements of this public license are attribution and share alike. H. Licensed material means the artistic or literary work, database, or other material to which the licensor applied this public license. I. Licensed rights means the rights granted to you subject to the terms and conditions of this public license, which are limited to all copyright and similar rights that apply to your use of the licensed material and that the licensor has authority to license. J. Licensor means the individual or individuals or entity or entities granting rights under this public license. K. Share means to provide material to the public by any means or process that requires permission under the licensed rights, such as reproduction, public display, public performance, distribution, dissemination, communication, or importation, and to make material available to the public, including in ways that members of the public may access the material from a place and at a time individually chosen by them. L. Sui generis database rights means rights other than copyright resulting from Directive 96/9/EC of the European Parliament and of the Council of 11th of March 1996 on the legal protection of databases as amended and or succeeded, as well as other essentially equivalent rights anywhere in the world. M. U. means the individual or entity exercising the licensed rights under this public license. Your has a corresponding meaning. Section 2, scope. A, license grant. 1. Subject to the terms and conditions of this public license, the licensor hereby grants you a worldwide, royalty-free, non-sublicensable, non-exclusive, irrevocable license to exercise the licensed rights in the licensed material to A. Reproduce and share the licensed material in whole or in part, and B. Produce, reproduce, and share adapted material. 2. Exceptions and limitations. For the avoidance of doubt where exceptions and limitations apply to your use, this public license does not apply, and you do not need to comply with its terms and conditions. 3. Term. The term of this public license is specified in section 6A. 4. Media and formats, technical modifications allowed. The licensor authorizes you to exercise the licensed rights in all media and formats, whether now known or hereafter created, and to make technical modifications necessary to do so. The licensor waives and/or agrees not to assert any right or authority to forbid you from making technical modifications necessary to exercise the licensed rights, including technical modifications necessary to circumvent effective technological measures. For purposes of this public license, simply making modifications authorized by this section 2A4 never produces adapted material. 5. Downstream recipients. A. Offer from the licensor, licensed material. Every recipient of the licensed material automatically receives an offer from the licensor to exercise the licensed rights under the terms and conditions of this public license. B. Additional offer from the licensor, adapted material. Every recipient of adapted material from you automatically receives an offer from the licensor to exercise the licensed rights in the adapted material under the conditions of the adapter's license you apply. C. No downstream restrictions. You may not offer or impose any additional or different terms or conditions on, or apply any effective technological measures to, the licensed material if doing so restricts exercise of the licensed rights by any recipient of the licensed material. 6. No endorsement. Nothing in this public license constitutes or may be construed as permission to assert or imply that you are, or that your use of the licensed material is, connected with or sponsored, endorsed or granted official status by the licensor or others designated to receive attribution, as provided in section 3A1A1. B. Other rights. 1. Moral rights, such as the right of integrity, are not licensed under this public license, nor are publicity, privacy, and or other similar personality rights. However, to the extent possible, the licensor waives and or agrees not to assert any such rights held by the licensor to the limited extent necessary to allow you to exercise the licensed rights, but not otherwise. 2. Patent and trademark rights are not licensed under this public license. 3. To the extent possible, the licensor waives any right to collect royalties from you for the exercise of the licensed rights, whether directly or through a collecting society under any voluntary or waivable statutory or compulsory licensing scheme. In all other cases, the licensor expressly reserves any right to collect such royalties. Section 3. License conditions. Your exercise of the licensed rights is expressly made subject to the following conditions. A. Attribution. 1. If you share the licensed material, including in modified form, you must. A. Retain the following if it is supplied by the licensor with the licensed material. 1. Identification of the creator or creators of the licensed material and any others designated to receive attribution in any reasonable manner requested by the licensor, including by pseudonym if designated. 2. A copyright notice. 3. A notice that refers to this public license. 4. A notice that refers to the disclaimer of warranties. 5. A URI or hyperlink to the licensed material to the extent reasonably practicable. B. Indicate if you modified the licensed material and retain an indication of any previous modifications. And C. Indicate the licensed material is licensed under this public license and include the text of or the URI or hyperlink to this public license. 2. You may satisfy the conditions in section 3A1 in any reasonable manner based on the medium, means, and context in which you share the licensed material. For example, it may be reasonable to satisfy the conditions by providing a URI or hyperlink to a resource that includes the required information. 3. If requested by the licensor, you must remove any of the information required by section 3A1A to the extent reasonably practicable. B. Share alike. In addition to the conditions in section 3A, if you share adapted material you produce, the following conditions also apply. 1. The adapter's license you apply must be a Creative Commons license with the same license elements, this version or later, or a BY-SA compatible license. 2. You must include the text of, or the URI or hyperlink to, the adapter's license you apply. You may satisfy this condition in any reasonable manner based on the medium, means, and context in which you share adapted material. 3. You may not offer or impose any additional or different terms or conditions on, or apply any effective technological measures to, adapted material that restrict exercise of the rights granted under the adapter's license you apply. Section 4. Sui generis database rights. Where the licensed rights include sui generis database rights that apply to your use of the licensed material, A. For the avoidance of doubt, Section 2A1 grants you the right to extract, reuse, reproduce, and share all or a substantial portion of the contents of the database. B. If you include all or a substantial portion of the database contents in a database in which you have sui generis database rights, then the database in which you have sui generis database rights, but not its individual contents, is adapted material, including for purposes of Section 3B. And C. You must comply with the conditions in Section 3A if you share all or a substantial portion of the contents of the database. For the avoidance of doubt, this Section 4 supplements and does not replace your obligations under this public license, where the licensed rights include other copyright and similar rights. And now comes a big, bold text section. Section 5. Disclaimer of warranties and limitation of liability. I'm not going to shout the whole thing. A. Unless otherwise separately undertaken by the licensor, to the extent possible, the licensor offers the licensed material as is and as available and makes no representations or warranties of any kind concerning the licensed material, whether express, implied, statutory, or other. This includes, without limitation, warranties of title, merchantability, fitness for a particular purpose, non-infringement, absence of latent or other defects, accuracy, or the presence or absence of errors, whether or not known or discoverable. Where disclaimers of warranties are not allowed in full or in part, this disclaimer may not apply to you. B. To the extent possible, in no event will the licensor be liable to you on any legal theory, including without limitation negligence, or otherwise for any direct, special, indirect, incidental, consequential, punitive, exemplary, or other losses, costs, expenses, or damages arising out of this public license or use of the licensed material, even if the licensor has been advised of the possibility of such losses, costs, expenses, or damages. Where a limitation of liability is not allowed in full or in part, this limitation may not apply to you. Now it's not shouty anymore. C. The disclaimer of warranties and limitation of liability provided above shall be interpreted in a manner that, to the extent possible, most closely approximates an absolute disclaimer and waiver of all liability. Section 6. Term and termination. A. This public license applies for the term of the copyright and similar rights licensed here. However, if you fail to comply with this public license, then your rights under this public license terminate automatically. B. Where your right to use the licensed material has terminated under Section 6A, it reinstates 1. Automatically as of the date the violation is cured, provided it is cured within 30 days of your discovery of the violation, or 2. Upon express reinstatement by the licensor. For the avoidance of doubt, this Section 6B does not affect any right the licensor may have to seek remedies for your violations of this public license. C. For the avoidance of doubt, the licensor may also offer the licensed material under separate terms or conditions, or stop distributing the licensed material at any time. However, doing so will not terminate this public license. D. Sections 1, 5, 6, 7, and 8 survive termination of this public license. Section 7, Other Terms and Conditions. A. The licensor shall not be bound by any additional or different terms or conditions communicated by you unless expressly agreed. B. Any arrangements, understandings, or agreements regarding the licensed material not stated herein are separate from and independent of the terms and conditions of this public license. Section 8. Interpretation. A. For the avoidance of doubt, this public license does not and shall not be interpreted to reduce, limit, restrict, or impose conditions on any use of the licensed material that could lawfully be made without permission under this public license. B. To the extent possible, if any provision of this public license is deemed unenforceable, it shall be automatically reformed to the minimum extent necessary to make it enforceable. If the provision cannot be reformed, it shall be severed from this public license without affecting the enforceability of the remaining terms and conditions. C. No term or condition of this public license will be waived, and no failure to comply consented to, unless expressly agreed to by the licensor. D. Nothing in this public license constitutes or may be interpreted as a limitation upon or waiver of any privileges and immunities that apply to the licensor or you, including from the legal processes of any jurisdiction or authority. And that's the end of the license. And here's an additional paragraph after the license itself. Creative Commons is not a party to its public licenses. Notwithstanding, Creative Commons may elect to apply one of its public licenses to material it publishes, and in those instances will be considered the licensor. The text of the Creative Commons public licenses. Ooh, this is relevant. The text of the Creative Commons public licenses is dedicated to the public domain under the CC0 public domain dedication. Except for the limited purpose of indicating that material is shared under a Creative Commons public license or as otherwise permitted by the Creative Commons policies published at creativecommons.org/policies, Creative Commons does not authorize the use of the trademark Creative Commons or any other trademark or logo of Creative Commons without its prior written consent, including, without limitation, in connection with any unauthorized modifications to any of its public licenses or any other arrangements, understandings, or agreements concerning use of licensed material. For the avoidance of doubt, this paragraph does not form part of the public licenses. Creative Commons may be contacted at creativecommons.org. I think that was actually a bit shorter than the CC3, certainly not much longer. So that's interesting. And it covers a couple of new bases, which will be interesting to analyze in the next episode of Hacker Public Radio. One, moral rights. One, moral rights. One, moral rights.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binweb.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. Ba 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 bow. Ba 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 bow. Bum 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 bum.